It seems like forever that the first Hunger Games came out. Do you remember the Twilight books and that sort of, that era of entertainment before Jennifer Lawrence was a world-class star, an Oscar winner? Anyway, Hunger Games, part two of the third book, Mockingjay. I'm going to go on a limb here and say this is horrible. And that's from someone who tried to read it. In the Hunger Games trilogy, I guess a quadrophonia, if you include the two movies that made up the third one, you have the first movie, which was aight. It had moments, but it wasn't as good as I think they thought it could be because they didn't really expect as much out of it. So they just kind of rushed it to get on the screen. It was an okay movie. The book was exceptional. The second one was actually the best movie. They had the most talent. They had Julianne Moore. They put Philip Seymour Hoffman. And they got a good director. This one was just terrible. They just stretched it out because they saw the cash grab. And I feel like that's what happened with the books, too. The books, the first one was excellent. The second one was pretty good. And then at least they had a Hunger Games-like sequence. And then the third one, you're like, what is going on? It's just a lot of love triangle between, you know, PETA and Katniss. It's just a lot of PETA, Katniss, Gale situations. And the movie here, it's just, wow. You hate to say this is Philip Seymour Hoffman's last movie because he barely appears in it, but anyway, this is really, for people who love the books, they might find this satisfying. At least they got it over with. This is no Harry Potter's Deathly Hallows Part 2, I'll tell you that much. It does not have the joyfulness. It's not fun. The movie starts, there's like 2 hours that go by before anything happens. They talk about there being maybe a Hunger Games for the survivors, but that doesn't happen. So I never could finish the last book because I was so bored. And then the movie, and that was years ago when it first came out. And now two-thirds of the way through the movie, I remembered why it was so hard to get through the books because it was just really boring. And that was from someone who really enjoyed the book. So what we have here, I guess you could say, is a true adaptation and another reason why they shouldn't stretch movies out into part one and part two if they don't need to. The Hobbit movies, the trilogy, turned into probably 1.5 really awesome movies out of 3 movies. And here, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay part one and part two, if they scratched it all down, it could make half of a decent movie.